How is Action 22 helping veterans? And the Slush Motorsports event is coming next on Veterans Voice.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Welcome to the Veterans Voice. We are coming to you from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center from the Optum Podcast Studio. This is presented by USAA. Good show coming up for you today. You're going to learn a lot about what's going on in Pueblo. Sal Katz, Operations Manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center Pueblo, is our monthly guest because we always want to find out what's going on in Pueblo. Sal, it's good to have you on.
Good morning, Mike. Excited to be here this morning.
Well, thank you. And I know you were unable to make the trip up to Colorado Springs, so Sal is joining us on Zoom today. And Sal, tell us about the guests that you have scheduled to talk to us.
Well, yeah, this is fantastic. I think we have a great opportunity to continuing in the collaboration with Mr. Brian McCain from Action 22, who is like very well-versed in supporting all veterans, not only in Pueblo, but all of Southern Colorado and the Colorado footprint here.
And Brian is sitting next to me here in the Optum studio here at Mount Carmel. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. What is Action 22?
So I have to pull up my notes, even though I write all this stuff for Action 22. But Action 22 is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization. We're an advocacy group for 22 counties in Southern Colorado. You know, we primarily focus on government affairs, rural economic development, healthcare, education, and ag and natural resources. But I kind of explain it the layman's term. Think of it as a regional chamber of commerce that focuses on issues, primarily state legislation, regulatory items that impact Southern Colorado. And as you know, even though El Paso County is in our footprint, we are basically rural. It's all rural issues is what we work on.
Now, if a veteran is facing an issue, can they contact you to help get them assistance?
Yes. With Action 22, primarily we concentrate on what I said, but my background is helping veterans. And I came on, I'm a partner with Mount Carmel. Action 22 is a partner with Mount Carmel. And 15, maybe 16 years experience working with the VA and veterans issues. I said, you know, this is great. We're working on all this stuff, but I think I could bring this aspect of veterans advocacy with Action 22 and kind of pull everything together. So yes, if somebody's having veterans issues, we may not be able to help them directly, but I can find somebody that can help them directly.
That's true. And of course, Mount Carmel is here to help veterans.
Yes.
And they have so many resources, which we talk about. Well, let's dive right in. Brian, what are some of the issues that are unique to veterans in the rural area?
Access to care. That's the largest one that we hear and that I've heard about over the years. Again, previously I worked for Congressman Scott Tipton. So the 3rd Congressional District is rural. It's similar to Action 22, just add the western slope on it. And access to VA health care in rural areas is the number one concern. Obviously, we have a clinic in Colorado Springs. We have one in Pueblo. There's some smaller CBOX, or now they just call them clinics, in Lamar, Lahana, Alamosa, Salida. And staffing is an issue, finding healthcare providers in these areas, hiring them, retaining them. So these veterans, that a lot of them live on a fixed income and they're limited by transportation, they may not be able to make it up to Pueblo or Springs or even Denver for these appointments. So what we're doing is working with the VA organizations such as Mount Carmel to like help recruit and find healthcare professionals to come in these communities and take a job and work for them.
Oh, it's almost like bringing the care to the person that
Yes.
needs the help.
Yes.
I love that model. That's Yeah. great. How's it working out so far?
Well, the VA released their Air Commission recommendations, I believe, in March. And number one on it was to close all these rural clinics. And luckily, the U.S. Senate decided not to approve the Air Commission Board. So that went away. The problem is that's going to come back in 4 years. So we looked at Lahana, Lamar, Salida in the Action 22 area. They were going to shut those clinics down. And that really scared the veterans, and not just the veterans, just the communities in those areas, because there would be no VA healthcare in those areas. Again, that went away, but it's going to come back in 4 years. So what we're doing is getting in front of our elected officials and say, you know, when it comes to this point again, you need to take a good, hard, long look at this area and say, is this what we really need? And that's one part of the advocacy that we're doing for veterans.
How, as far as the veterans community in rural areas of Colorado, what are we looking at population-based? There's a lot of folks out there, is that correct, that are veterans?
Yes. Just Pueblo alone, go through census numbers, they say it's around 14,000 veterans are in just the Pueblo County area. Realistically, it's probably around 17,000 veterans. You have Fremont County, there's 5,000 veterans there. A lot of these rural communities, and COVID was a big part of this, you saw these veterans move out because they didn't want to live in a city. Even prior to COVID, it's like, you know what? I spent my 20 years or 4 years in, and I just want to be on my own. I want to go live on a ranch. I want to farm. I just want to be in the mountains. So there's a high population in these areas. In fact, Custer County, which is next to us, I believe it has the highest percentage of veterans per capita in the nation right now.
Wow. Okay. So the services are needed. Just listening to you, Brian, keeping members of Congress and other decision makers educated to the issues. So when these commissions come up and recommend closures or something, my goodness, they can respond properly.
Yeah. And it's a totally DC perspective on this. So you have the old saying, the bean counters in D.C., they're just looking at the numbers. They say, you know, this veteran clinic in Lahana, it's only serving 400 veterans or whatever the number is. We can close that down and spend the money on Pueblo or Springs or Denver. But what they don't see is that's tough on these veterans because, again, how can somebody on a fixed income maybe can't drive? How are they going to make a 2.5-hour drive to Pueblo for VA care and when they can't even walk? So that's why we really got to open their eyes and say, this is what you're doing, this is what's happening, and this is how it impacts the region.
All right, we're going to continue with Brian and Sal in just a couple of moments. When it comes time to consider your Medicare options, there's so many things to think about. That's why Medicare Mentors is here to help you. They are powered by Spark, veteran-owned Medicare Mentors, longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel sponsor. More than that, they make sure that when you need them, they are there to give you a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark. When it comes time to think about Medicare options, give them a call. 719-886-3377. 719-886-3377. As we continue on the Veterans Voice, Sal Katz is joining us by Zoom, Operations Manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Pueblo. Sal, some exciting things going on with Action 22 and how they're helping veterans.
Absolutely. Just fantastic work that Brian and their team are doing. So,
all right. We appreciate it. Brian, let's bring you back in. We talked about some of the issues that are facing veterans in the rural area, and you're staying in touch with representatives. What are some of the things that you tell legislators that you are concerned about when you do meet with them?
Well, one, when it comes to veterans advocacy, we made these veterans a promise. And Congress made these veterans a promise, and our country made these veterans a promise. So anything that they do that negatively impacts veterans, they're not doing their job. And they understand, and I really appreciate their hard work. Anybody that's running for office or in office, that's a lot right now, you know, with everything going on. You're putting your life on the line. But when we tell them, it's like, look into the eyes of these people that are hurting and struggling and see how this impacts them. And I think once you bring them around and have them come to a smaller town or tour a VA clinic in this area, you know, they really see, because again, they're used to the VA in Denver or Washington, D.C., and it's top notch. And there are some problems with the VA, but they're doing a good job with what they have. And I appreciate the hard work. But when you go to Alamosa and see the clinic, it's not the same thing. So really, when we bring them in there, it opens their eyes to the type of care that our veterans are receiving. And the veterans really appreciate it. That's another thing. We hear a lot of complaints about the VA. Again, I worked in a congressional office, so that's all I dealt with for most of my professional career. But the VA does a really good job taking care of these veterans, and they appreciate it. It's not all bad like you see on the news or hear on social media.
Well, here's a question. If a veteran is having problems, what can veterans do that'll help impact things in a positive manner? What action can they take?
If you're a veteran and having a problem, first off, contact your service organization or your VSO. And then the next step is to go to a congressional office and say, hey, I'm having this problem. And that, again, that goes to the kind of the negative side of it, where I'm having a problem, I'm going to go talk to my congressman, they'll fix it. What I tell veterans is, when you're not having a problem, nobody says anything. So if you're getting good care and you have a good story, share it with your congressman, share it with the community, get that out there. We have to show that there are things that work and we need to capitalize on those and increase that. And I think a positive message, especially right now, goes a long way. And we never hear about the good stories when it comes to anything, you know, not just VA healthcare. We only hear about the negative. So I want to see those good stories get out there more, like what Mount Carmel's doing right now. This is brilliant. It's great. Like, we need to hear more stories like this.
Something came to mind when you were just saying that a couple of moments ago. I thought back to what they say in a newsroom, if it bleeds, it leads. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same idea of what you're saying. You need to talk about good news too, because people want to hear good news.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, with Action 22, I try to highlight that. You know, Director Kilmer from the VA, he's doing a rural road trip or a quarterly tour meeting with all of these communities. So with Action 22, I partner with him. I'm like, let's get this out there. You're doing good stuff.
Veterans Voice, sponsored in part by Optum, produced in the Optum Podcast Studio, and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum. They offer 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary specialty care doctors are providing quality patient-centered care. They're backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum, dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. You can find out more by going to OptumCare.com/Colorado. That's OptumCare.com/Colorado. And get your appointment scheduled today. Well, this has been very informative having both Brian and Sal on. Any final thoughts, Brian?
If anybody's interested in hearing about Action 22, go to action22.org. Again, action22.org. And then I also host a podcast called Making Action Happen. It's available on all podcast platforms. Just search Making Action Happen. And you could go through if you want to listen about legislation. We have that. If you want to hear veterans, Bob from Mount Carmel was on. You know, listen to that. You can find it on there.
Outstanding. We will definitely give that your podcast to listen to. And you can subscribe to our podcast at veteransvoice.us.
I will do that.
Sal, thank you for making Brian available. We look forward to getting you up to Colorado Springs here one of these days and get you live in the studio.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it. And Brian, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. We will continue in just a couple of moments. On the way, the Slush Motor Sports event is coming to Pikes Peak International Raceway. That's our topic next on the Veterans Voice.
You're listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Veterans Voice continues from the Optum Podcast Studio, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. A quick reminder, if you love what you're hearing, if you like what you're hearing, you want to share the message, go to veteransvoice.us and subscribe, veteransvoice.us. John Thomas is our guest now. He is the organizer of the big upcoming event on October 1st. It's called the Slush Motor Sports Event at Pikes Peak International Raceway just south of Colorado Springs. John, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here and ready to get down to business.
Well, let's talk about what's going to happen. What is this event all about?
This event is for car enthusiasts, non-car enthusiasts, pretty much anyone. You know, it's a playground for car enthusiasts for the most part. But when it comes down to our community, we want to outreach to everybody. We want to make sure that everybody has the best time, you know, coming out to see our drag races, road races, circuit races, burnout pits, and a lot more of our special guests as well.
I know a lot of veterans really have it's near and dear to their heart when it comes to motorsports events. So you're basically reaching out to them, but anyone in the community is welcome.
Correct. And we really want our veterans to come out because we notice we have a huge impact with those guys, and they have a huge impact with our car community. So the more the merrier.
All right, what time does it start?
It starts at 7 a.m., depending on if you're deciding to participate in the event or if you're just coming to spectate. The doors do open for spectators at 8 a.m. Feel free to come early if you're planning on to participating in the event. We do a two-day roll-in, so that means you can actually prepare for the event if you're planning to participate the day before.
So let's paint a picture of what's going to happen. So this is a sporting event. There's going to be all kinds of things where you can go down. You can meet drivers. Is that correct? You can get close to the vehicles. I mean, this is like a full-blown experience.
Oh, yes. It's a very sociable event. You're, you know, able to ride along if you talk to some drivers. We do have Formula Drift drivers provided by MSpec, which is one of our sponsors. But all in all, it's just a great experience to get out there, ask about cars, learn about cars, see what they can do on the track, and also enjoy, you know, food. You know, we have a lot of food vendors around the community that will be there at the event as well. So it's just a great spot for everybody to enjoy some live music and like I said, just enjoy all the festivities all around. There's going to be a lot going on all the time.
It's going to be Saturday, October 1st, again at PPIR. If folks want to get tickets, John, what do they need to do?
So we actually have a slush page on Facebook. There you can find our tickets on our event page. It's on Tixar. Tickets are general admission at $40 to Spettake. If you are looking to participate, I do not know the for sure count, but tickets are selling fast for participants. So if you're looking to get your car out there on the track, I suggest you do so as soon as possible.
You've also been very generous about giving away some tickets. And in just a moment, we're going to let people know that are listening right now how they could possibly win tickets to the upcoming Slush Motorsports event at PPIR. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the WireNut Home Services, is here to help you. You can count on the WireNut to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. You know, winter is just around the corner if you look at the calendar, and you don't want to go and turn the furnace on and have a problem. Have the WireNut come out and help you make sure that everything at your home is working. They are family-owned and proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. So when you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the WireNut does all of that. Plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical, yes, that's where you go, the WireNut. 719-399-5021, 719-399-5021, the WireNut. They are here for you. John Thomas, the event organizer for Slush Motorsports event at Pikes Peak International Raceway, is our guest. John, before a moment ago, we talked about you were giving away tickets. If I want to win tickets, I want to enter to win, what do I need to do?
Yeah, actually, it's very easy. If you have social media, go ahead and follow Mount Carmel on Facebook, like their page, and share as well, and then comment. They are giving away 50 tickets on their behalf, and it's a great partnership that we're working with. And if you're a veteran looking to win some free tickets, those are the guys to contact.
All right. I always like to just remind people, no purchase necessary. All you have to do is do what you said, enter to win.
Yep. Like, comment, and subscribe and share.
There is a deadline because the event, by the way, is October 1st. If you're listening to this on KRDO News Radio on Sunday morning, want to let you know that if you do want to enter to win, your deadline is going to be September 28th. So don't delay. Get those entries in so you have an opportunity.
Mount Carmel is actually also as well, they're sponsoring the drag roll racing. So I think that is very important for everyone to know as well. So when that drag roll racing event starts, it will be announced, brought to you by Mount Carmel. Thank you, veterans.
So how's that going to work? If I'm in the stands watching this, what am I going to see? Because this is exciting.
It's going to be a lot going on. On one side of the track, you're going to see a lot of circuit racing. On the other side of the track, you'll see drag racing. There's always something to watch, always something to spectate. And I encourage, you know, if you're not too familiar with the car community, go talk to people. You know, they are more than happy to, you know, let you know what's going on with their car, how much time and effort they put into it. And, you know, it's all about experience. So it's more and forthcoming if you, you know, just come and talk to them, and they would be more than happy to release the information to you.
Are a lot of the participants from the Southern Colorado area, John?
We're actually all over the state. So we have a heavy population in Denver, as well as Colorado Springs. And so we actually have people coming from Utah and Arizona as well. So we're trying to get as much people to come as possible to build this name, to build this event for you guys. This event is for you guys to have some fun and enjoy some cars and some good music and live festivities.
And I was thinking, if you're a car enthusiast, this is also a great opportunity to go ask questions to some of these folks who are coming to the event that are participants. You can go shake their hand, look at their vehicles, and maybe you got a question you want to ask them. You're trying to develop something yourself. This is an awesome opportunity.
Yes, and you're 1,000% correct. We actually have some special guests that are going to be showing up.
Tell us about that.
TJ Hunt, he's very big in the car community throughout the United States, as well as Daily Driven Exotics. And of course, we have our Formula Drift drivers from M-Spec that will be there, and a lot more special guests to show.
All right, terrific. We will continue our conversation with John Thomas in just a couple of moments. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Mike Lewis talking about Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. They meet all of our and they can meet your computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, and you don't want, that's the last thing you want. If you're in business and you have an IT problem, that can be a showstopper. Make sure Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. 719-355-2440. 719-355-2440. Colorado Computer Support. Give them a call. They are there, ready to help you. Well, I know you're excited, John, because this big event is just around the corner, October 1st. Much success. And any final thoughts as you invite folks to come out and just have a great time this Saturday?
This is going to be a great thing to do on your Saturday. To close out the season, as you know, winter is coming. It's going to get kind of cold out. So if you're looking to, you know, it's a family-friendly event. So if you have children or if you just want to get out there yourself and see what's out there in the community, I highly encourage you to come out here and check us out. We're going to have vendors, food vendors. It's just going to be a great way to connect the community through cars.
And if you're unfamiliar with PPR, or if maybe you're new to the Pikes Peak region, I'd just like the folks to know it's really easy to get there from both Pueblo or Colorado Springs, because you just take I-25. If you're in Pueblo, you go north. I won't say that it's halfway between Colorado Springs and Pueblo. I think it's a little bit closer to the Colorado Springs side. But again, if you're in the Colorado Springs Fountain area, you're new to the area, go on I-25, head south, and you can't miss it because it's a huge venue, and it is just west of I-25, sitting against the backdrops of the Rocky Mountains.
It's a beautiful scene. It really is a beautiful track to have some fun on.
All right, so I hope everyone enjoys themselves. I'm sure they were. John, thank you for putting this event together and helping Mount Carmel, by the way, because I want to mention that. This helps Mount Carmel, doesn't it?
It helps Mount Carmel substantially, but honestly, we appreciate the opportunity to work with Mount Carmel and our veterans. The veteran community, they do so much for our country, and it's only right for us to give back in some type of way.
All right, John, it was a pleasure to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will continue in just a couple of moments from the Optum studio here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Linda Sink is standing by. There are some big events on the way. We'll talk to Linda about that in just a couple of moments.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Veterans Voice continues from the Optum Podcast Studio, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Linda Sink standing by for some upcoming events. We want to thank the folks who make this possible. Presenting sponsor, USAA. We come to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Medicare Mentors is the Veterans Voice podcast channel sponsor, technology sponsor, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services. A big thank you to all of you. The latest update on what's going on at Mount Carmel, coming to you with Resource Development and Events Manager Linda Sink. Linda, good to see you. You've got a busy schedule again.
We do. Good morning, and thank you for having me. The 1350 Distilling, I know we've talked about them before, but I would love to highlight them again. As we're starting to close out September in the third quarter of this year, 1350 has been a wonderful community partner of ours, and the third quarter, 10% of the bottle sales in their tasting lounge is being donated to Mount Carmel. So we love them. They love us. And we're doing some great things together. But I wanted to highlight the Angel Battalion. This is their charitable arm of 1350 Distilling. And each quarter, they select a nonprofit to focus on for deeper impact. They still do their in-kind room rentals, their donations to local military, first responders, and family charities since 2019. But this quarter, we wanted to talk about the last few upcoming events that are happening. So for those of you who are interested, September 29th from 5 until 7, we have a community open event for everybody to come out, meet the Mount Carmel ambassadors, volunteers, some of the staff members, board members. We are all going to be there in full force from 5 to 7. So we encourage the community to come out, meet us, meet the 1350 Distilling family, friends, the crew over there, support the last push of the third quarter. And then on Saturday, September 30th, from 4 until 7, is Yappy Hour. Yappy Hour is a dog event. Bring your fur babies over. They're going to do photos. There's a contest to win prizes. There's additional door prizes. They'll have a dog photographer and a photo booth on site. And they're also highlighting Safe Place for Pets. They'll be in attendance as well. So if you're interested, come out, bring your fur babies, and have a glass, a drink, a wine, anything with us to support Mount Carmel in the third quarter with 1350.
Okay, and I just wanted to say September 30th is a Friday.
Correct. Okay. I said Saturday. You are correct. It is a Friday, September 30th, 4 to 7. Friday evening.
Okay. Just want to make sure, but it is September 30th. But
you are correct.
I just want to make sure people don't show up on Saturday because we want you to go enjoy the event.
Absolutely. Craig's Fusion, the food truck, will be out there as well. They're providing snacks for humans, and Snuggles Snacks are providing snacks for the fur babies.
All right, Linda, anything else on your agenda? You know, we're getting ready for the fourth quarter. That's going to be huge. We're not going to go into specifics now, but we have a lot planned coming up in October, November, December.
Of course, October. There's a lot of events happening, car shows, multiple car shows. November is obviously Military Awareness Month. You've got Veterans Day, Veterans Day Parade, all kinds of things. Turkey Trot, Turkey for Troops. And then in December, we push into, you know, the holiday giving season as well, the Angel Tree. We've done that in the past as well. So many things headed our way, your way.
All right, Linda, and as the Resource Development and Events Manager, if someone is in the community and they want to help veterans, they have a place in their heart, they really do need to get in touch with you, then you can collaborate to come up with something that will work for them. How does someone reach you?
There's two ways. You could call the main office, 719-772-7000. Always ask for me. I'm happy to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. If you want to shoot me an email, it's lsync, L like Linda, C like Cat, I-N-K, at mtcarmelcenter.org.
All right, Linda Sink again joining us, Resource Development and Events Manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We will have another upcoming Veterans Voice soon. And big thank you to our sponsors at KRDO News Radio. You can listen to us Sunday morning at 7:30. Coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio, I'm Mike Lewis. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.